1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Father James McQuarters joins us from Rome. Up very early in the morning over there, Father. I really appreciate you being there for us.
It's my pleasure, Phil. It is a momentous, it's a very historic time here. It's my pleasure.
And I know that yesterday, you know, depending upon where we are, today for us, yesterday for you, the Pope's funeral. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on talking about the funeral, but what was the sense you had as you watched this, as a cleric, as a Catholic?
Well, the funeral of the Holy Father, Phil, reminds, I think, all of us of the humility that he lived his life with, and it reminds us of, I think, a very remarkable man. I think he was a brilliant and compassionate caretaker of the word of Jesus Christ, of the Son of God's Church. And I am moved, personally, I'm moved by this man's life, as I know a great many of us.
Father, do you have any feel for, or in keeping your ear to the ground, and I don't know, do you have any idea who might be, if there is such a thing as being in the running for Pope, you know?
Well, Phil, it's not quite constructed. It's a good question. If I were on one of the sports programs, you know.
Well, I don't mean to be offensive by the question.
No, there's no offense taken. I think if there is a consensus, it's, say in the course, the liturgical conservative that Pope John Paul II was, and the social and in the spirit of the work of the Church to be a bit more liberal.
Do you think there's any chance at all, that there would be an American Pope?
I don't think the possibility of it being an American is very high, but I will tell you that the strongest name being mentioned for the papacy, if it were an American, is Cardinal Law from Boston.
And Cardinal Law?
Yes.
The Boston Cardinal?
That is correct. He's the head of the Boston Diocese.
They had a problem there. And he was in the news a couple of years ago from the molestation cases. There were incredible.
Yes, and Cardinal Law, through it all, I think, was able to withstand a great amount of slander. He withstood a great amount of persecution. And this is what I mean when I'm speaking, and I think you'll find this to be the opinion of any cleric you speak with, that this is living the life of Christ on this earth with humility, with living for the persecution.
And, well, Let me ask you something. If there is an attribute above any other for a man being considered for the office of the Bishop of Rome, being Pope, what would you think that is?
I think it's to be humble and loving as our Savior, the Son of Man, was, or as close to the humility and to truly have the suffering of the Son of God that Jesus fell to, have been morally persecuted and to have been scourged as our Savior was. This is what I think, and this teaches us humility and teaches us, as children of God, not to take ourselves as the most important entity of any moment.
But so Cardinal Law of Boston, you feel, has gone through that kind of suffering. But I remember him in the news as being the diocese bishop during one of the worst child molestation scandals ever.
I think, Phil, quite honestly, what Cardinal Law suffered at the hands of a great many vicious people who call themselves parochial school parents and call themselves Catholic, I think he shows himself to be Christ-like in his patience and to have suffered as Christ did.
The persecution, what you call the persecution of parents during the child molestation cases, that they were persecuting him?
Much of it was very vicious, and much of it was of a tenor and a caliber, I think, that was verbally equivalent of scourging a man. And I give a homily that I've been asked about quite a bit, and in it I say, during this terrible time when these allegations were being made public, it was almost as if the Catholic priest was Jesus himself tied to that terrible pillar, and the individual parents and the special interest groups, they were the Roman soldiers slowly taking the skin off of our Lord with each crash of a terrible whip. And I think the Cardinal Law...
Well, I don't want the impression that there were not legitimate grievances about child molestation.
No, that is absolutely right. And we've discussed that. And I don't think anyone who doesn't know fully how truly sorry the Church is, we are trying to move on. But they keep... There's an expression I hear, you're breaking our balls, or...
It's a crude expression.
I'm sorry, Phil?
It's a crude expression.
Well, they keep on doing, they keep on talking about the church has paid the allotted settlements. But what happened after the church very clearly stated that it was going to look into these charges of molestation? They ran it up the flagpole to see if it waved, and they're still howling like a mob for cardinal law. And you know who else they howled like a mob for? They howled like a mob for our Savior Jesus Christ. And I think that Cardinal Law Boston is a man who has lived the terrible suffering as Jesus Christ has.
All right, we're speaking with Father James McQuarters in Rome. We got off on Cardinal Law because I asked you, Father, who you think might be in the running to be named the next Bishop of Rome, the next Pope. And I know you don't think it'll be an American, but you mentioned Cardinal Law of Boston. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Father James McQuarters in Rome. Here's the thing. That I think I know what you're trying to say.
I'm not trying to say anything, Phil. I think I'm saying it very clearly. I think that Cardinal Law is an example of the kind of man that would make a pope if you wanted an American pope.
But this man ran the Boston Diocese, and still does, I think, during one of the worst periods for the Catholic Church in its history. Allegations of child molestation by priests in the Boston Diocese. This man was accused of covering up.
And through all of the accusations, I'm trying to tell you, he suffered with a dignity that I've only seen or heard of one other man suffering with that kind of dignity. And his name, and maybe you've heard it, it's been in all the newspapers, as they like to say. His name was Jesus Christ. And when they nailed Jesus to the cross, it foretold a time, some 2,000 years later, when a Roman Catholic priest would be standing there before a howling, spitting mob, a howling mob of degenerates, who are screaming...
Are you calling the parents who were concerned about their kids degenerates? Are you...
No, I am not saying... I am saying to you that a great many of those people were Protestant, they were not Catholic. And a lot of the children that were molested were Protestant children as well. And that's unfortunate, but that cannot be held accountable in the Catholic Church, because canon law clearly states that you can't...
Wait. If a kid is Protestant, he's molested by a priest, okay?
That's correct.
It's still child molestation.
According to canon law, the Church is liable for their own. In point of fact, the disease of child molestation, if there's anything that mitigates it, and it's a terrible disease, is that if some of the children are Protestant that were molested... That means that they did not suffer, but the venial, because the venial becomes preeminent, not the mortal sin.
Are you saying that it's a venial sin to molest a Protestant kid?
It mitigates the mortal sin, yes.
All right. It's a lot of stuff that I'm learning.
Well, it's so. I'm glad you're asking these questions, Phil, because you're getting educated. And I want everyone to understand that child molestation is terrible. But what happened to Cardinal Law, and a great many of the cardinals here in the United States, was vicious. But it showed them to be the men of God that they are. And I think that you could, if you wanted to draw the Pope from America, you've got a very good college of cardinals here that suffered the way Jesus did.
Father James McQuarters is with us. You're intriguing me when you talk about the cardinals suffered the way Jesus did because they were being accused of covering up child molestation.
It was done with a howling and spitting viciousness that I haven't seen in my lifetime. I've never seen the kind of frenzied, maniacal looks on faces as they stood there at the gates of the rectory, at the gates of the church, and wanted blood vengeance. And through it all, our priests were Christ-like. There was almost a second crucifixion of Jesus Christ during this allegation of molestation time, Phil. And that's when the priests themselves were being crucified on the cross of just bad, bad stuff.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Father James McQuarters joining us from Rome. There's a real solemnity to everything over there. You can hear it in his voice. But he's basically saying that if there is a pope, if there's an American pope... it would probably be Cardinal Law or one of the cardinals who was in the midst of this child molestation scandal, because those men had to suffer a sort of spitting, howling vengeance the way that Jesus did, and that in point of fact, they were pilloried and crucified, 21st century crucifixion, if you will, in much the same way Jesus was crucified or 2,000 years ago. 1-800-449-8686 in the Phil Hendry Show. I want to mention to you that I'm not a practicing Catholic. I don't believe personally that, I don't think that the child molestation situation necessarily qualifies a bishop to be pope. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, going straight to the hot place.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Father James McQuarters, who's on the line with us from Rome, about the funeral of the Pope and who the next Pope may be. And we were talking specifically about Cardinal Law in Boston, who you compared to a man being persecuted. You've compared to Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm not saying the man is Jesus.
No, I know you're not saying he's Jesus, but you're saying that in order to be the next Pope, one must be a man of great humility and a man who has walked as closely as a man can in the footsteps of Jesus.
Yes, and to that end, Phil, I'm saying that the bishops in the United States during the child molestation episode were faced with a howling, spitting, frenzied mob of individuals who are out for bloodlust. Whether or not a child had been molested or not, I honestly don't believe that even if a child had not been molested, I don't think that the people would have let up. I think they wanted blood. I think they wanted blood in a horrifying way. And I think Cardinal Law was the recipient of a kind of slander in that respect.
All right, let me take a phone call here. I have Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to say that I don't know how you can say what you're saying, because Jesus was an innocent man that was crucified. And those cardinals and bishops, if they knew of the crime that was being committed, then they cannot be a bishop or a cardinal, because they should have had feeling for those children.
Well, your name is Vanessa, right?
So you can't use their punishment and the fact that the parents were upset to say that they now are more holy.
Vanessa, this is Father McQuarters. I will tell you that as an Irishman, I've got a bit of a problem speaking to a Brit. But I'll tell you that
I'm given to understand Vanessa's South African.
She is South African.
Correct.
All right. Then
it's okay.
Well, as an Irishman, I don't like speaking to English people. I'll tell you.
Seriously?
Well, as a priest, of course, I will, but it's very difficult, you know. It's very difficult for me. I will tell you that I believe that the cardinal there in Boston has suffered horribly. It's a way of thinking. Cardinal Law has been crucified the same way that Jesus Christ was crucified, only in a 21st century fashion. And that alone would make him a great pope.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Edward, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, we just like to say our condolences to the Pope, Pope John Paul II and everything. But the question that I wanted to ask to the Father is he made...
Pope John Paul has been dead for a few days. He's been dead for a few days.
Okay, well, we pay homage and tribute to him. God bless him and everything. Hope that he sees.
Did you just? But I guess my question is: did you just hear about it?
No. I've heard about it for a while. I just want, you know.
But you're just now saying that you're sorry because.
Well, I'm sure the man is just saying it now because he has the opportunity to say it to a Catholic priest.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well.
So here's the question that I want to pose to you, and believe you me, and not in all means that I'm not attacking the Catholic Church. Yes, I am a Baptist minister. But I'm not attacking the Catholic Church because I understand that that's where our roots
right.
come from.
But you don't have an axe to grind.
Say it again?
You don't have an axe to grind.
No. I just want to ask the question. You made mention about there's a difference between molesting a Protestant child as opposed to molesting a Catholic child. And you use the term that there's two different sins. Can you explain that for me, please?
Yes, the Catholic liturgy and in the mysticism and again, we believe in the Holy Trinity. We believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
As do Baptists.
Yes.
And we believe that in the mystery of God's unity, of the three aspects of God, if you will, that divinity and morality and mortality are differentiated. A Protestant child is a child nonetheless, and we take that into consideration. Of course we do.
No. But the gentleman is saying, is it as bad a sin molesting a Protestant kid as it is a Catholic kid?
Well, the church is not as liable financially. Is that what you're asking, sir?
What I'm asking.
In other words,
is,
when they were paying out, we're not the Protestants can't get in that line. You know, if you're pardon the way I'm putting it, you know.
Okay.
Wait a minute. If you molest a Protestant child, and it is proven in court that that child has been molested and damaged and traumatized, you're not going to pay out?
Not as much, no. Not as much money.
Why not?
Well, it's a sliding scale, you know.
Okay, but now let me ask you a question.
Certainly.
If
a sliding scale?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
What do you mean a sliding?
Well, it's a sliding scale. In other words, the Catholic payout is going to be a bit higher because of the value of the education put into the Catholic child. You see, the Protestant child tends to go to a public school, in which case the education value is a very low value.
So let me ask this question. If a Catholic man shoots a Protestant man and then turns around and shoots another Catholic man, Are those sins too different? Is he not going to go? Is he going to go to hell for shooting the Protestant as opposed to shooting a Catholic?
Why would he shoot a Catholic?
But I'm just trying to make a comparison.
Well, I understand the comparison, but he shoots a Protestant, then he shoots a Catholic, and it's like you want to say, what's up with that?
Well, what's the difference between the sin that he committed against the Protestant as opposed to the sin that he committed against
the Catholic.
In other words,
they're both equally as evil, correct?
Exactly. My Bible tells me that sin ain't nothing but sin.
That's very colloquial. I love that. I would say that...
Well, don't be condescending, Father.
No, I'm not being condescending. I'm not being condescending to the gentleman at all. I understand that he's a minister. The Bible tells us, as a Catholic, that you've received Jesus Christ, that you're born anew, and a Catholic... To turn around and shoot a Catholic, you have to look at the man and say, are you out of your mind? You just blew away a Catholic.
Yeah, he shot a Protestant guy, too.
I get it. Are you guys going to start breaking my balls on this? You know, because...
Father, please don't use that term, because it is considered crude here in the United States.
Forgive me.
Okay, so the guy shot a Protestant, turned around and shot a Catholic.
I understand.
Okay. Is he going to hell for shooting the Protestant?
I'm saying to you, he's going to cook because he shot a Catholic. And if the devil lets him through the gate, and he says, you see what I'm saying? The gentleman understands what I'm saying. The devil lets him through the gate and says, you know, you're here. You shot that Protestant, you're coming in, you know. But he's already going to fry for the death of the Catholic, yes.
So it really doesn't matter if you go out and shoot a... 5 million Protestants, it doesn't matter.
I didn't say,
Catholic.
You didn't say 5 million, you just said one Protestant man.
I'm just saying, you know, because you're kind of confusing me when you say, because like I say, my Bible tells me that sin ain't nothing but sin. If me as a Protestant man kills a Catholic, I'm going to go to hell. If I shoot a Protestant, I'm going to go to hell.
Now, Edward, I don't think the Bible says sin ain't nothing but sin.
Matthew,
Mark, Luke, and Carl? You know,
What do you mean, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Carl?
Well, who's the one that said, sin ain't nothing but sin? That sounds like a Loretta Lynn song.
The man is saying... Thank you for your call, sir. The man is saying, it's a sin regardless.
And it is a sin regardless. But I'm saying to you, the molestation of a Catholic child is an utter tragedy, because you've taken the vessel of the Catholic faith, the Catholic unity, and you have besmirched and perverted it. To molest a Protestant child is a terrible thing, a terrible thing. But he wasn't a Catholic. As such, he was not the recipient of the Holy Spirit.
All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Father James McCourters is in Rome. We're talking about who the next pope might be. It's centered around, you don't think that Cardinal Law is going to be pope.
No, I don't think Cardinal Law will be pope. You asked me if there was an individual in the cardinal, the College of Cardinals, that would qualify for the United States. I would say definitely it would be Cardinal Law, because of the suffering and the persecution. Some children were molested. Okay, yes, I get it.
See, that's the kind of thing that I believe is sounds insensitive.
But Phil, the Catholic Church paid out millions of dollars to settle these claims. Bankrupted dioceses, bankrupted parishes. We are burying a pope. We are burying the Bishop of Rome. We are burying the Prince of Christ, the Prince of the Church. And and I'm listening to people calling your program saying, why is he dressed like Santa Claus and all of this gobbledygook? For me, it's an insult.
All right, you know what? I've got a gentleman on the line here who was talking to our screener. You're a former priest, sir? Is this Joseph?
Joseph.
Yeah, are you a former priest?
I sure am, yep. 38 years old, and I'm a former priest. I was a priest for about 3.5 years.
What kind of what order were you in, by the way?
The Catholic Diocese.
No, so what was your order?
Sorry?
What order were you? What kind of a priest were you?
I was a Catholic, ordained Catholic priest.
Yeah, I understand that. Which order? You know what I mean by an order?
Of course, and it was an order.
Okay, what order were you in?
Well, the order was a Catholic priest, Catholic Diocese.
Actually, could I...
Go ahead, Father.
Joseph, this is Father McCourters. I think what Phil is trying to ask you is, were you a Paulist priest? Were you a Carmelite priest? Were you a Franciscan priest?
100-498-6686. Rick, go ahead.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good morning, Father.
Morning.
I guess it's morning over there.
Yes, it is.
I have a question for you. Now, you made reference on a couple of occasions to the fact that you feel that Cardinal Law was persecuted in the same way that Jesus was.
Well, I think it's a 21st century crucifixion, yes.
Well, I don't agree with you, and I'll tell you why.
I thought you had a question.
Well, okay.
See, if you ask me a question, that means you are exceeding a certain level of authority to me on a certain subject.
Well, my question is...
Unless it's rhetorical.
Okay. My question is, how can you go around saying that? There's no comparison.
Well, I'm not going around saying it. It's not like I'm walking into parties and I'm saying, you know, Cardinal Law is persecuted, that I'm leaving and getting into a cab and going over to a supermarket. I was asked the question by the host of the program, and I believe that Cardinal Law is suffering a stigmata, almost an electronic stigmata.
But the man...
An electronic stigmata.
Yes.
But the man was, deceived people up there. He was not truthful.
Rick, are you a Catholic?
No, I'm not, but I was married to one.
That's almost like the punchline to a joke. No, I'm not, but I was married to one. I'll tell you this. The Catholic Church is a mysterious entity that few people understand. If you're a Protestant, It's almost as if you've walked into a haunted house, you know? There's spooks and ghosts everywhere. You know? And that's what the Catholic Church is. It's a mystery. It's almost like a spooky place. And when you walk in and you're a non-Catholic...
I'll say it is.
Well, but if you're a non-Catholic, it seems like you're in the middle of some sort of a freak show. But if you're Catholic... And
it seems like a freak show, too.
Who said that?
I did, the host.
Well,
I don't understand.
Because when you got priests molesting children, that's a freak show, man. Whether you're Catholic or not, I was raised Catholic. I think the whole thing is freaky. Some cat that is the Bishop of Rome of Boston, who's accused of covering this stuff up. You say it'd make a very good candidate for Pope.
What do you mean, some cat? What is that?
Some gentleman.
Jesus, you know what I'm saying? It boggles the imagination, the level of education that I'm encountering.
Okay, I look.
Like, you know, this is really boring. Have you got anything?
What do you mean it's boring?
Well, I'm falling asleep here. I told you everything.
Well, you've been up a long time. It's 4 o'clock in the morning out there.
Thank you so much for the thanks. But I
can I make another statement?
I thought you had a question.
Well, yes, I do have a question.
You said I'm going around saying stuff, you know. Oh, Jesus, look at this. I'm looking at the TV right now, and they're rounding up a whole bunch of these Ubangis down on the border. Look at that.
What do you mean, Ubangis?
Can I ask you something, Father?
Coming over the fence. Yes, sir.
I do have a question for you.
Yes, go right ahead.
When do you think they're going to permit priests to be married?
They'll not permit priests to be married.
Because I think that's part of the problem with this molestation, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, I see. So if they could get married, they wouldn't want to touch little kids.
No, I'm not saying that they wouldn't want to touch little kids at all, but I think it would correct a lot of the problem.
Thanks so much.
The homosexual problem.
He hung up.
Hello?
Yeah, he hung up, Rick.
Yeah, he's a character.
He hung the freaking phone up.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to just say one thing. That's rude to my caller. Can you get him back, Harry, for just a moment? Just a sec. Father?
Yes.
What are you hanging up for?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You're boring me to death with these guys.
Boring you to death? You're the guy that comes on here and says...
Goodbye.
All right. See you later. Sorry. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, God's favorite radio show. The Phil Hendry
Show.
All
right,
Show,
so I'm going
to move back on. No, but I want to say...
I'm going to move on. I'm going to go on if you think the whole bit was boring.
No, but you get me out of bed here in Rome. It's early in the morning. You're asking me a lot of pain in the rear end questions. All these people breaking my castanets. You know, what's the point of all of this? I told you, I think cardinal law is solid. I'm a law man. And I'm down with him, and we're going blue state for him. And
oh, bug off.
No, you bug off. You know, Phil, for a Catholic boy, you're a real pain in the arse.
Bug off.
Pain in the arse.
Okay, sir, I got you out of bed, man. You know what? I mean, it's too technical, dude. The Pope died. Let's move on. All right, it's time now for our... I don't mean let's move on. I mean, the Pope died, and, you know, he's a good guy. And forget about your cardinal law. And, you know, go and throw a few coins in the fountain. It's time for our flashback request from our listener, Larissa. And there's a lot of stuff blacked out in this email, bud. Why?
Well, she basically hates you, but really likes the show.
Okay, great. Thank you for blacking all that stuff out. It says, Dear Phil, there are far too many great skits on your show to pick a best of, but here is one of my favorites, Dean Wheeler whining about Bush. Your fan, Larissa. Here it is, Larissa. It was when Dean was on talking about Bush's reelection caused all kinds of problems, including Dean's hemorrhoids.
Hi, I'm the one who want to know why you have hemorrhoids.
I beg your pardon?
If you have hemorrhoids, you should go to the doctor and get medication.
Absolutely. And
another thing,
it's caused by George Bush.
No, it's not by Bush. Bush doesn't have nothing to do with it.
Ma'am, I can tell you that the anxiety causing the impacted waste is the result of dehydration, and the dehydration is the result of the anxiety over this warmonger who's the President of the United States.
Well, you shouldn't blame the President for your mistakes.
No,
just
no.
Like just shut up and let me talk.
Okay.
When you have tax, you got to pay tax. If you don't pay tax, you go to jail or prison.
Not necessarily. They put
They
put you on a payment plan.
No. No, they don't. Not in my country, they don't.
Can you... Dear, I'm a alternative healthcare professional. Do you have your dentures in?
Why, you writing a book?
No, dear, I'm an alternative healthcare professional, and it would make it easier for you to communicate with me. It sounds like you're struggling.
No, I'm not struggling with nothing. I have a kidney in my mouth.
You've got a kidney in your... I didn't understand.
Candy.
I said candy.
What do you call it? I took it out.
It's a Christmas candy.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love the Cadbury candy.
Yeah, that's fine. Can we get back to...
Was it butterscotch?
No, it's not. What kind of candy I'm trying to get on?
I'm trying to get to something. Anxiety.
No, nothing, too. You should mind your own business. You shouldn't talk about everybody else.
Well, you shouldn't talk to that woman
and ask her if she was sick or anything. It's none of your business.
Well, you've got a lot of rules, Nancy.
Well, I'm sorry. I grew up.
You grew up.
That's right.
Well, that's great. Are you calling me a child?
You act like one. What do you want? It's pity.
Why do I act like a child? I'm just saying that
you act. You want pity. That's why you called and asked somebody to help you.
Good point, Nancy.
Oh, now you're ganging up on me, Mr. Henry?
No, I'm not ganging up on you, but if you're trying to tell me...
Nancy, I just want to ask Nancy, the candy you had, was it a gobstopper?
No, it's a Christmas candy, a hard candy.
You know, Nancy, you're very uptight. You could be impacted, and as a result, you might...
Don't ask her about whether she's impacted or not.
Well, as a result, she might be eligible for our legislative relief.
No, I don't need none of your medication.
It's not medication. It's money that you won't have to pay.
I don't need money. I work 5 days a week, and there's none of your business where I work either.
Where do you work?
I'm not telling you.
I'm a healthcare professional. It's
I don't
all right.
give a shit. You are a healthcare.
Watch your language. Watch your language.
Sorry.
Take the box of nerds out of your mouth and let's get talking.
Well, I took the candy out of my mouth. I am talking. You just get me peed off because all you want is pity, 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 pity.
I want George Bush to help me deal with the fact that he's president.
Oh man,
he ain't going to help you.
Think of that.
You need a doctor. You need a
tomorrow,
psychiatrist.
Nancy. Tomorrow they're going to inaugurate a president, and tomorrow night I'll still be sitting there trying to get my daily duty
Maybe
done.
Maybe that's why you got hemorrhoids because you said all the time.
Well, duh.
Yeah,
thanks
duh.
For finally figuring it out. Tomorrow, George Bush gets elected, and tomorrow night, I sit there with shorts around my ankles.
God. Well, that's good.
Good?
Right around your brain.
I hate you. I hate your lack of understanding.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just coming right out. Well, I'm just, what I have on my mind, I'm going to say it.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Can I ask you something? Are you Polish?
Oh, no, I'm not Polish. Are you?
Italian?
No.
Or German?
No.
There's only three kinds of people in upstate New York. Poles, Krauts...
Well, you never mind. Look at...
Here's what I mean. You can't mind your business.
Nancy, I'm
You're always
saying,
somebody else's problem.
I'm simply saying my balloon knot's on fire.
You need a doctor.
No kidding. A freaking head shrinker.
That's right.
It's Bush's fault, and you're making it worse.
You need a head shrinker.
Bush doesn't have nothing to do with it. Is Bush telling you to go jump off the bridge? Good, going to do it?
Well, I guess. He's the president. Wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, then you would hate our president.
No, I love my president.
You hate the president? You're the guy that doesn't want to pay taxes.
Yeah.
But if he told me to jump off a bridge.
God, I can only hope that someday he calls you and tells you to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want me to die, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we stop getting everybody's business.
I got to get going.
Yeah, me too. This is...
Oh, that's great. Got to make some more coffee.
Goodbye. Don't forget to talk to your doctor.
Talk to my doctor about what?
Dean Wheeler, and that, as you could tell from the call, that's a flashback request from just before the inauguration a few months ago. I will listen to a call at the time that we're doing it. It's not that remarkable, although that lady was, like, priceless. You know... every now and again, you hear a person that you don't hear on any other kind of a talk show. I mean, what other show would that lady call? What other show would let her on the air? Have you got a gobstopper in your mouth? Take the box of nerds out of your mouth and let's get talking. Beautiful thing. Thank you, Larissa. That was a flashback request. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Jeff Dowder's Hypothetical America is coming up. And other fun things. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Comb Over Boy is coming up here on the Phil Hendry Show just moments away. By the way, if you want to know who Comb Over Boy is, go to our website. There is a, there's a video of me at the Radio and Records Convention, and Comb's sitting right next to me. Boy's next to me, and then Mancow Mueller, and then Bob Rivers. And it was a beautiful thing. Also, we'll have Jeff Dowder with Hypothetical America, and we would love to direct you to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. We sell the best of the Phil Hendry Show CDs there from 1997 on forward, and we're also going to try and get all of the Miami years onto CD and sell that. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. On April the 17th at the Alex Theater in Glendale, California, there will be a benefit performance for my friend's place featuring Bill Maher, Christopher Titus, Joe Rogan. I will say a couple of words at intermission. No big thing. I'm not going to be performing, but I wanted to represent, as they say, for our show and let the audience know about the great things that we believe my friend's place has done for kids. So that'll be on the 17th of April. So that's a week from Sunday, 7 o'clock, Alex Theater, Glendale, California. If you're in the Los Angeles area, if you live in the Los Angeles area and you want to help the people of my friend's place and see three brilliant comics, Bill Maher, Christopher Titus, Joe Rogan, and myself, I'm not brilliant.
That's for sure.
And anyway, just come on out, all right? Also, on the website, you can check out information about the Phil Hendry Show podcast. And the podcast is going to be debuting on April the 11th. That's Monday. And the Phil Hendry Podcast and Media Center software are exclusive new features offered to Backstage Pass members as part of your subscription. And this is a way to download the show, okay, in a way that allows you to automatically download it to your computer so that you don't have to be present or do anything in order to receive each broadcast. So we just keep refining the way we deliver the audio for this show. It's the Phil Hendry Podcast. It starts April the 11th. Go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, for further information. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.